Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. Johnny Marks at Reese. Big story of the day, as it continues to be, Ike, is no baseball for the Phillies. So we thought we were going to be back for a doubleheader on Saturday. Unfortunately, because of a positive test for a home clubhouse attendant and now a coach, we don't know which coach, but one of the coaches on the Philly staff are testing positive. Mm-hmm. They've shut down the Phillies for the rest of the week. So maybe on Monday they're back, and it depends on if there's more positive tests after this or not. So, you know, it's tough. To talk about it he'll be a weekly contributor on the Marks and Reese Show on Thursdays at 4 o'clock. He is former Phillies GM Ruben Amaro Jr. What's up, Rube?
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Rube?
Crazy mess. What's up, Mike? How you doing, babe?
Well, I tell you, Rube, this show would be a lot better to be on than the one you were on yesterday. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking with you.
Oh, there's some people that could be upset with you.
No, we're all family. But, no, it was great hearing you yesterday morning, man, with the morning show. Was that yesterday or the day before yesterday?
It was yesterday, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Man, it was great hearing you, man. Great having you part of the family.
Yep. Absolutely.
I appreciate it. It's a crazy time, boy.
It is. It absolutely is. So what's your reaction to really everything that's happened here? I guess that – from talking to the fans and just talking to everybody else, it seems like that we're kind of scratching our heads on what transpired to let baseball to allow the Marlins to play on Sunday. You know what I mean? Like, they knew they have positive tests. They allowed them to play. And then now there's 17 Marlins that have tested positive and two coaches. Just what's your immediate reaction to everything that's happened over the last week or so?
Yeah, I mean, listen, was it going to be a difficult situation as it stands? I mean, just to be able to play major sports and particular baseball, just a tough thing all the way around. But I was a little surprised about how things were handled. And I guess my understanding is that the Phillies didn't find out until like maybe half an hour before the game on Sunday that a few more guys had been tested positive, somewhere around four or six or something like that. And then they kind of let the league kind of let the Marlins decide whether they should play or not. And I'm not sure if that's the appropriate protocol. I wonder if that is the right protocol. I don't know what the protocols are really in that situation, except that it didn't sound like the Phillies were necessarily consulted. I think that was a bit of a mistake. I think that both teams should have been, you know, able to decide whether they should be playing or not, or just shut it down completely. But again, you know, this is a tough time. You don't anticipate things that happen necessarily, and strange things happen in a very short period of time. And unfortunately, we are where we are now.
Yeah, here's the thing I probably find most difficult, Ruben, to try to get a handle on it. And they put some protocols in place now to try to help this out with compliance officers, I guess, being assigned to each team. But when these guys go on the road, right, and you know how it is, you're a former player, when these guys go on the road and they visit other cities, how do you keep them from going out in the cities, right? Like, how do you keep them from going out and socializing when they probably shouldn't be?
Yeah, so part of the deal that was made was that, and I think the exact wording was that it was suggested that none of the players or the staff members, when they go on the road, should leave the hotel at all. Mm-hmm. Now, there was not necessarily a penalty assigned to those who did. I think that there is some type of investigation going on right now from MLB to the Marlins to find out exactly what happened. I frankly think, and I know there's rumor out there that some guys went out in Atlanta and that kind of thing, but and that's possible. But you know, they could have brought this from Miami, and they could have brought it from home. I mean, the incubation period is somewhere between 2 and 14 days. I mean, we're still learning a lot of stuff about this virus. So there's so many different things that could have happened, and it's, you know, obviously it's affecting us, the Phillies, in a very, very direct way, sadly.
It is. Ruben, thoughts on there's some rumors out there that are saying that maybe all teams won't play 60 games and they'll have to decide playoff berths based on winning percentage. So let's just say the Marlins don't play 10 games. Let's say the Phillies don't play 10 games. Your thoughts on getting a playoff team in there that played 10 less games but has a higher winning percentage?
Well, 60 games for me was a real short period of time as it is. And then you start, doing the permutations on winning percentage and things like that. And I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it. I think to me, to level the playing field, everybody's got to play the same amount of games. And, you know, if they can't make up these games, and listen, they're trying to, I know that they're probably scrambling right now to try to figure out all the changes in the scheduling, and I know it's a really difficult process. It was a difficult process just to put together the current schedule they have. Now they're probably scrambling around to find out, you know, where should the Orioles play? Where should the Phillies play next? Where should Toronto play next? The New York Yankees. I mean, this affects a whole slew of teams and how they're going to make up some of these games. I mean, I got to believe that you try to get as close to the same playing field as far as schedule is concerned to try to get it done. But, you know, there's nothing normal about any of this. So I guess you kind of accept all the new normals. To me, as an executive, I would rather have every team play the same amount of games and be judged on that. But that's just me. I just think that, each team and each organization is going to have to deal with this because it's all brand new, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, if that's what they have to do and go with percentages, and that's what they got to do.
Man, being a baseball lifer, Rube, I'd love to get your thoughts on just how you would view the World Series champion this year, right, or any other type of accolades. I don't even know if they're giving out a Cy Young or MVP and all that other stuff. But how do you view, I guess, accomplishments and an eventual champion this year? Should there be some sort of asterisk attached to this, or just your thoughts on how you view this season?
I mean, everybody has to go through it, and each team has the same challenges and similar challenges. But to be frank with you, I don't view this as a real Major League Baseball season. And yes, so do I think it should have an asterisk? I guess it should. Because it's just different. It's not anything that we've ever seen before. I understand why they're trying to play the games, but this isn't a major league. This isn't a major league schedule or a major league season. This is just a hybrid of a major league season. And you know, there's so many different things that happen over the course of a season that, you know, to really assess a major league club, you got to play more games than 60 games. I understand why they're doing it. I think it's important for the sport for us to try to get, you know, baseball to be played and other sports. I hope they all get through it. I know it's a very difficult circumstance and we're dealing with something, you know, it's affecting the world. Right. But, but I don't view this as a normal major league season.
Yeah. I think most people would agree with you. Yeah. No, I think most people would agree with you on that. Yeah.
Ruben Amaro Jr., I don't think we even remember what happened this weekend. They did play three games before all this started. I don't know how many times I'm going to do this, and I'm just talking about me, and I think there's some other Phillies fans that do this too, but you buy into Vince Velasquez and what I saw in the second spring training and the fact that Brian Price is now there and he's going to be the answer to Vince Velasquez, and he goes out in this first start and he does exactly what he's done pretty much every other time that he's been out there. He's just inconsistent. Do you see him ever figuring this out, Ruben? And is it just time to put him in the bullpen and let him try to figure out a role there?
I think he can figure it out. I just don't know if they have time to wait for him to do that. in this kind of a situation when there's so few games and so few opportunities for him to, you know, to help the club. I know the kid is busting his ass to try to, you know, to get it right. And I know Brian Price has done a really good job of trying to get him to buy into exactly what he needs to do to have success. And you saw it in New York in the game that, you know, that he pitched it, you know, brilliantly. And he pitched against the big boys. I know it was an exhibition game, but it was still, you know, real close to opening day. So, there's some credence to it. He has the stuff. It's about whether he can, you know, bounce back and pitch effectively. I mean, they're not going to need just five guys. They're going to need six, seven, eight starters probably throughout this. And it may be a war of attrition at this point, but, you know, I think Brian's done a really good job with him. I think that, that he has the stuff to do it. It was painful to watch him lose that lead so quickly after going up 4-0. And the very first thing I thought of was that he really needed a shutdown inning, and he absolutely could not do that and didn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's trying to screw it up, but I think that he just he can get there. I just don't know that he can get there in a short enough period of time in a very shortened season. Mm-hmm. And it's maybe tough for the Phillies to have patience with him to be able to do that.
Yeah, quick one on Spencer Howard. How would you handle him coming up? I mean, you know, we know that he should pitch for the Phillies this year. Should they put him in the rotation? Should he be kind of a – remember when K-Rod came up in his rookie year, he was a multiple-inning reliever guy with electric stuff. How would you handle Spencer Howard?
Yeah, it's a tough one because I don't know the kid's makeup. I understand that he's got really good makeup. He only pitched – shoot, he never hasn't pitched above double A, but, I mean, which isn't that big of a deal except that he hasn't – a lot of it depends on – you know, what his makeup is and that sort of thing. He's got the stuff, and he looks like he's got the moxie to be able to handle it. I would have to believe that based on what I've seen in their rotation and in their bullpen, that he's a guy who's going to contribute. He's definitely going to contribute this year. It's whether or not it's going to happen really soon or not for a while. I mean, listen, some of these guys have not pitched. I mean, shoot. Aaron Nola and Wheeler, I mean, they're the next guys you're going to pitch. They'll shoot right back into the rotation. They're not going to pitch for at least a week, it sounds like. And so they have some time to make a decision on it. And these guys are going to be well-rested. And unfortunately, they may not be all that sharp just because they haven't been able to get on the field, unfortunately. And that's a tough thing for all the players, you know. They got to play to be sharp, and they're not able to do that. That puts them a little bit behind the eight ball.
It certainly does. Ruben, thank you. Hopefully next Thursday we'll have some Phillies baseball to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fantastic. I'd love to talk about baseball. I mean, listen, I think it's a talent team. I think, you know, there's a big buzz about, you know, wanting to get them to play, and now it's been dampened by what's going on right now. But I hope they get back and get it going again. And it's, you know, sometimes we can't control this stuff. You know, the COVID has screwed up a lot of things for people, and hopefully it's not going to screw much more with the Phillies.
Thanks, Rube. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, Rube.
Be well, guys.
Yep. All right, you too. There he is, Ruben Amaro. Yeah, I mean, it's like everybody else with this virus, it's unpredictable, or it's too predictable. You know what I mean? Like, it is – guys are going to get infected, and, I mean, he had said it's one of – I mean, I think I've seen it before – but he said that, I mean, they more or less gave it to the Phillies, like, hey, some Marlins have tested positive, but we got to go play ball, right? Like, at what point, I mean, were the Phillies asked, do you want to play today or not? Like, how did it go down on Sunday, right? Well, like, did the Phillies know that the extent of what was going on before they said, yeah, let's take the field?
Yeah, but here's my thing, and I know those are fair questions by you, and I know people want to know how did this get to this point. And could it have been prevented Sunday from happening the way that it did from the standpoint of going through with that game? And we don't know how many more players tested positive because they played that game. This is where I blame Major League Baseball, because don't leave it in the hands of the ball clubs. They can report it to you and then ask and seek Major League Baseball's advice. And that's where Major League Baseball at that point says game is canceled today.
Because players want to play.
They need to step in. No, you should never. You never let the players decide if they want to play or not.
Ever. Or coaches, managers, any of those guys. Evidently, there were no adults in the room.
No.
Right? So you had players, managers, what have you, and they all thought it was okay to go play.
Right. And I mean, I don't know if baseball would have said it's okay to play. I'll tell you what. If
they, well, knowing them, they probably
they
would
probably
have.
They probably did, right. And, yeah. And knowing what you know right now, I feel like if one player tests positive, they're going to shut that game down.
I don't see how you. Player. I don't know why you do that, though. What's the point of having 60 players on a roster?
But
I just don't understand the point of that.
I hear.
Oh, you mean shut that game down?
Well, because here's the problem: if one player is positive and he had close contact with the other players, they could all be positive too.
Right. You meant that game, but not shut down for a week.
Yeah. No, like that. Like
okay, yeah. If that happens, okay.
I feel like baseball may do that now. Before they were like, oh well, just get those guys out of here and and we'll play.
Yeah, I can understand if you want to like, I could have understood if they shut Sunday's game down.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it down and make sure you're testing everybody. And then maybe you get part of the New York Yankees series in. I'm not saying you would have salvaged all four games, but if they shut that game down Sunday, it's probably a better chance that the Phillies are playing this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think they lose the whole week.
Right.
Yeah.
Should Rob Manfred lose his job?
I mean,
well, not in the middle of a pandemic.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's.
I'm not going to do it right now, but if you mean, yeah, after the season, yeah, okay.
Well, I feel like this is a fireball offense. I mean, he's not protecting the players, right? Isn't his job to protect the players?
Yes.
He willfully let an outbreak happen.
His job is to run the league, and he's done a poor job of that, at least with this. Like, we can blame him for the negotiations with the players or whatever, that's the owners, right? Well, he's a mouthpiece for the owners. For this is where he fails.
Well, he's had a bad year. I mean, the whole hunk of metal for the World Series trophy after the Astros cheated. Like, he's not very good on his feet.
He is not.
I mean, we clown Roger Goodell.
No, Roger Goodell looks like a total genius. No, it's just like Roger Goodell's done a great job with everything, right?
So far, so good.
And Manfred's totally failed.
Right.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have 215-592-9494. Andy in Deptford. Andy, how are you?
Yo, what's up, John?
What's up, brother?
How are you? Good, hey.
Andy, what's up, brother?
How we doing, man? You guys good?
Yes, sir.
Andy, would you say you're the number one caller on WIP, the best caller?
Hey, man, I'm always going to have confidence in myself. You have to, right?
All right.
Big shout out to Fritz, though, man. 1 year anniversary. If I'm going head-to-head, Fritz or Ben? That's not even debatable. Fritz all day, man.
Hey.
He's a sports guy. He played on the college level. I mean, he's a guy you'd like to kick it and have a beer with and talk sports. Oh. I mean, Ben's probably over there sipping White Claws with you, Mark. And I don't think he really drinks that.
No, he was a was he a Shirley Temple guy?
Yeah, the Dirty Shirley. He got wasted at the fantasy football draft. Big smile. Get emotional, telling us he loves him. Love you, man.
He was at your draft?
Yeah, he was there. Two years ago.
Okay.
I'm about to say, I know Mark had his GM there this year.
Yeah, well, by the way, Andy, the whole ripping of White Claw thing is so 2019. you do realize that a lot of dudes drink White Claws, right?
I hang out with.
Hey, Andy, I got to admit it. I've had White Claws this year on the golf course.
I had my first White Claws last night, and I actually
going to the liquor store and buying it.
No, I'm not buying them at all. Actually, they got to be given to me.
You're not walking up to the bar and say, "Hey, can I have a White Claw?"
Well, there's a bar by my house that has White Claw Wednesdays.
I bet it's a bunch of ladies in there on Wednesday.
I don't. I haven't went in, but maybe. Anyway,
I'll ask you guys three quick questions, okay? Yes.
Yeah.
Before I get to my sports point. Because I asked you this before. We're all around the same age.
All right.
You got to pick one, right? Ike, I can't go Tupac or Biggie because I know you're going Pac all day, okay?
Yeah, you know that.
So how about Biggie, Jay-Z, or Nas? You got to take one.
I like Nas better than all of them.
This requires thought, a drink in my hand, and everything else, man. You know, you just gave me three hard MCs. I don't know who to go here. Just off the different, right? Just off the catalog and everything he is now, I got to reluctantly go with Jay-Z.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm going with Hov. Yeah. All right, here's another one. TV shows from the 90s. You got to pick one. Martin, Married with Children, or Family Matters?
Oh, I'm going Martin. That's easy for me. Yeah, Martin.
Okay, what about you, John?
Martin. Family Matters was too campy, you know what I mean? Martin actually was funny. Family Matters, you're laughing.
Across the board with that one.
Yeah.
I'm asking these questions. Frick, I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about.
has no idea.
And by the way, I just saw that I think Netflix picked up Martin. So Netflix has picked up a couple shows, including Martin. So you'll be able to watch that on Netflix, yeah.
Yep.
All right, one more with this. Sports Illustrated model, Cindy Crawford or Tyra Banks from the 90s? Hard one.
Well, I mean, listen, Cindy Crawford was bigger. You know,
you can't go wrong with either, quite frankly. Yeah,
but that's an easy Tyra Banks for me.
You like Tyra?
Yes,
I'm going Tyra.
Yeah,
see, it's something about that forehead with Tyra. I just can't. I can't. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, man.
I might have to. You,
and then Cindy has the mole. Yeah, I gotta go. Cindy
was beautiful,
man.
Too.
I'm just saying. I think Tyra just brings a little bit more to the table. That's just my opinion. Now let's get on to this Rob Manfred.
Okay.
This guy has to be the worst commissioner in all of sports, probably in the last 20, 30-plus years. I mean, before this season even started, you don't suspend any of these Astros. All they do is snitch, and you just give them a pass. I mean, are you kidding me? And then when the season starts, you don't have a home stadium for Toronto to play in. You just got – I mean, just
– Yeah.
You got false positive tests. You got teams couldn't even get their tests back. I mean – What the hell is this guy doing?
Now, that's a great question, Andy. He and his owners have handled this whole thing well.
Very poorly.
I mean, they spent more time in the news and the headlines arguing over revenue. Right? I mean, they spent more time doing that than anything.
They had this bogus negotiation, and then he came out when it was all over and said, well, we were never going to play any more than 60 games anyway. Then what the hell were you negotiating about?
Right.
Right? Like, he's dumb enough to come and actually say it.
Say that, yeah.
What is he doing? By the way, over the weekend, so I went to, in Pennsylvania now, it's pretty cool. I mean, in New Jersey, you can go to the liquor store and buy everything, right, Ike? In Pennsylvania, you can't.
Yeah.
So they actually, in grocery stores, I can go to the Wegmans and I can buy 12 packs now. I can buy wine and I can buy 12 packs of beer or
there you go.
White Claws. So I went, because we were having company over on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So I went looking for White Claws, totally sold out, had nothing. So I tried the new the Corona seltzer. So it doesn't taste like Corona with seltzer. It's just like they're just making a seltzer. You know what I mean?
Right.
Very good.
Well, it's hard to mess up. It's like hard to mess up a seltzer.
Yeah, you put seltzer in flavored whatever.
Like
and
they all just taste the same. Like all the hard seltzers taste the same.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I've had White Claws this summer. I can't lie, man, but I had it on the golf course.
I think hard seltzers might be my weight loss plan, you know?
Is that right?
Yeah, only 100 cals.
Well,
I can do White Claws and it doesn't affect my golfing.
Right. Yeah, no, it's a nice.
You do enough harm on your own with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I'm bad enough without any White Claws. Yeah, so I don't need anything to alter my vision or anything else. And with it being so hot outside, drinking hard liquor isn't smart.
No, this
it's not
is a,
smart.
It's a nice, easy,
easy
buzz. You know, you're not drinking a hard, like Jack's drinking an IPA in the middle of summer. You want to throw up. You know, it's too heavy.
Yeah, it's 98 degrees every day outside, man.
Come on, cool, refreshing, double IPA?
No. 215-592-9494. I was live on.
I can't even sit on my deck until 8:30 at night.
It's too damn hot.
Yeah.
Mm. Don't the mosquitoes get you after that, though?
Listen, I got so many, what is those bamboo lamps and lights and what are they called?
Anything.
The thing you light up that's supposed to
keep
the mosquitoes away.
I got one of these, you plug it in, and it's supposed to keep bugs away up to an acre.
Oh, really?
I didn't use it. We
Does
didn't
it
use
work?
It yet. I don't know. We didn't use
man,
it yet.
Man, really?
You're
man.
Supposed to hang it, and then, it's supposed to, it's like this electrical thing. And I don't know why it would keep bugs away.
Yeah.
Did you buy it off TV?
I did not. It was actually an anniversary present from my in-laws.
I got a problem with spiders this summer.
Yeah, we
I don't know what the hell's going on. Spiders, spider webs. I'm walking out to webs, and I'm like, what is this?
So spiders are big this summer.
Yeah, for some reason over where I'm at. Yeah.
Did you get the silverfish in your house? Do you get the
– No.
You don't get the little Beatles Jack? Well, you just moved in down there. Yeah, I mean,
oh, where'd you move, Jack? You didn't tell anybody. Oh, I'm sorry. You had to tell everybody where you were.
I moved right around right
it's
now.
It's walking distance, though, to the job?
Yeah, 20-minute walk. It's nice. I mean, I'm sweating when I get here.
I was going to say, you're walking 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Yep.
Listen, I'm going to look like a snack by football season.
As people have said on Instagram Live that saw Jack.
I'm sure Jill would be happy with
they
that.
They said he could lose a couple LBs.
Yeah, everyone comments on my weight. You know, I don't think I'm that fat. I think I'm
no,
fat.
No, no, no.
I don't think
saying,
you're fat at all.
No, but it looks like you put on a couple pounds.
Really? I thought I
the big guy.
215-592-9494. Join in on the conversation, Major League Baseball. Do they know what the hell they're doing? Sound off on Major League Baseball. Also, coming up, the one-year anniversary. Jack took over for Ben 1 year ago. Who is the better producer of the show? What do you think of the show? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. And we'll get to phones coming up and a lot of other stuff, so don't go anywhere. And I also got to tell you about Bradford White water heaters because they're amazing. They're American-built, and they're built to be the best. And you can ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White water heaters. And you can do it right now. BradfordWhite.com. Check it out. Coming up, Jack Fritz for Ben and Major League Baseball. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. Let's.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.